Welcome to The Intuitive Home.
So I'm here with my man Brandon.
Yes, man. How you doing, JP?
Doing great, my friend. Thanks for being on.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Yeah, dude. So we met a networking event.
Yes.
Phoenix Chamber.
Mm-hmm.
And you have a combine.
Yes, I do. The 25th and 26th of this month.
Yeah, man. That's pretty dope.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
Yeah. Talk a little more about the combine, and then we'll get into some of the home stuff.
Yeah, so the Arizona Combine, it's a national combine. We've been around for a couple years, I'd say about 2018. You know, last year during COVID, I was able to restructure it, you know, redo the logo and mature it. And, you know, I'm looking to take this thing nationally next year and bring it back for a national event for athletes all over the country.
So dope. So dope.
Yeah, appreciate it.
And then, like you're telling me, it's mainly high school combine, but you also do the intermediate, right? Which is,
yeah, I do. Ages 7 to 14.
7 to 14.
Yes, yes. Because you know, you got to start them young. And
totally.
You know, growing up, I wish I started a little bit younger. I started playing football in middle school,
mm-hmm.
and you know, I was just so far behind when I started. But I do. I'm very blessed to have you know, have caught up. You know, to the athletes that I did play with in middle school and high school, and you know, some I've exceeded, you know, past and being able to play Division I. So I'm very thankful, you know, of giving the opportunity to play Division I football. And you know, I feel like my purpose here in this world is to turn my pain in the purpose and to make sure the next athlete doesn't go through what I went through mentally, physically, and emotionally.
That's a good purpose right there, man.
Yeah, man.
That makes me just want to send all my kids there.
Hey, greatness. It's about greatness, man. It's about being great. Yeah.
Yeah. I do have one pertinent question. Not very pertinent question. I'm just curious. Like, what's the feeling like when you're in a big stadium with a lot of people? I remember playing football in high school, and like I played in stadium, you know, high school football, but like, are you kind of still in the zone where like you tune it out, or is it just like when you get in there, you're like, oh dang, there's a lot of people here watching me?
Initially, you're like, oh dang, there's a lot of people, especially playing at the University of Michigan. Go Blue.
Yeah.
You know, I just like the Cowboys are like America's team. I truly believe that the University of Michigan is America's team at the collegiate level. And to be fortunate and blessed to play in front of, I don't know, 114,000 fans weekly, is a blessing. What's also a blessing is that Michigan has the largest indoor football facility.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, we have two. The second one I think was built, I think roughly around 2009, 2010. So I was very fortunate to have practice in the largest indoor in the country.
That's pretty dope.
Yeah, man.
Having resources like that is always fun.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt.
You can do everything.
Yes.
Cool, man. All right. Well, so let's talk about right now. Where do you currently live in, and why did you choose to live in that city, in that area?
I live in Chandler. I love Chandler. I love the feel of Chandler. I think Chandler is more accepting of a lot of cultures. And so with that being said, you know, when you're more accepting of a lot of cultures, you know, comes diversity. And I'm from Houston. And Houston is the number one diverse city in the country.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's familiar to me.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I would love to you know, I live in a city that's very familiar. And yeah, man. So that's
okay. Yeah. All right. Now, within Chandler, are you close to the downtown area? How did you pick like the specific, I guess, little neighborhood within Chandler?
Just off of fate. You know, okay. Yeah. Fair enough. I we do rent and we like where we rent.
Yeah.
And so, you know, that's the reason why we chose the location. But as far as going out, you know, I do like to spend time in downtown Chandler.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Phoenix is up and coming.
I love Phoenix. Yeah, man. Talk all about the Phoenix.
Yeah. So I definitely like to spend time in Phoenix as well, too. But yeah, I love Chandler.
Cool. All right. Now, the specific apartment you live in, or wait, do you live in an apartment or a house?
I do. I live in an apartment.
Live in an apartment. Okay. Yes. How did you pick that specific complex and apartment to live in? Like, what was it about that that kind of attracted you to living there?
You know, what's crazy is it's weird. To me, it's weird. Okay. But then again, it's fate, because, you know, and my lady, she'll tell you the same thing. It's like, we just kind of thought, it was kind of like a thought before we even showed up to the apartment. It was like a vision of where we were going to live.
That's interesting.
And it came true.
Yeah.
You know, like we looked at other apartments, but then it came back to the apartment we both envisioned.
Uh-huh.
And that may sound weird to some people, but yeah, man, I look back and I'm just like, man, like the thought of visualizing apartment, uh-huh, not knowing if you're going to live there, and then you live there.
So what were some of those things you were like visualized? So you're saying like before you even saw the apartment, you're like had an idea of what it looked like?
I didn't have an idea of what it looked like. I just saw the apartment complex in my mind,
mm-hmm,
not knowing I was visualizing that specific apartment complex. And then we went out and looked at other apartment complex. Mm-hmm. But ultimately, we didn't even look at the apartment complex we lived in first.
Mm-hmm.
But it came to mind before we even started looking. And then when we looked, we ultimately came back,
mm-hmm,
to the apartment complex that we both envisioned.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha. So, like, what are some of the amenities that you like about your place?
That's a good question.
If any. I don't know. Yeah. But like, I love, like, I've been using my hot tub like crazy.
Yeah.
I love having a hot tub. We have, mm-hmm, a gym that is nice, but I don't use frequently enough. But I like being able to have like a little rower machine.
Yeah, no doubt. What I do love about the location or the unit that I live in, mm-hmm, is that I'm able to see cars go by. And, you know, for me, sitting on the balcony at night and just watching cars go by and, you know, they rev up their engine, and just to see like what people do in general with their cars and like why this certain intersection, you know, like why do you rev up your car at this certain intersection?
Yeah,
you know?
Right. Like there's no one there. What are you doing?
Exactly. And you know what's crazy is that, you know, I've lived at certain intersections, but there's this specific intersection, like I've seen people do donuts, you know, at this intersection. Yeah, it's crazy, you know. And I'm like, man, I must be at the right apartment complex.
Yeah,
because
so,
at the end of the day, like I've never seen anything like it.
Uh-huh.
And the fact that I envisioned it before I lived there makes me feel that we were supposed to live there.
Yeah. Yeah. Whether or not you brought it into existence or it already was, and you're whatever you're supposed to be there, you're there and you like it, and that's what matters.
Right.
That's interesting. Yeah. So you just go out there, you sit. Are you a car guy, or you just like watching? It's kind of like a live movie.
I not really a car guy.
Okay.
Well, maybe I am. I don't know. Like, I like some nice.
You appreciate them, but you're not going to car shows. You're not like fixing your car, nothing like that, really.
I fixed my car up to my liking.
Yeah.
So I do like to ride around in style.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've always said this, like, you know, for like midlife crisis car would be like a Lamborghini. That's what I want.
Good cars,
yeah. And I actually looked one up yesterday. I'm like, hey, I'm like 6'2", you know?
Yeah, how are you gonna fit in that?
Yeah, I'm like, man, I wanna make sure. Yeah, I can, you know, like I'm gonna work hard to, you know, like I've already told myself, like, that's what I want, and I'm gonna work hard to get it. But I wanna make sure if I get it, I'm able to fit in it.
Yeah, totally. It's a good convertible. The convertibles.
yeah, no doubt. You know, I'm not really a convertible guy.
I know, neither am I. But if you need to fit in it,
that may be the choice.
What about the SUV? Would you get one of the Lamborghini SUVs?
No, not really. I'm not really an SUV guy. That's fair. I'm a truck. I own a Dodge.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. I love Dodge.
Yeah,
and that's like my, you know, like I want a 2500, but like I said, you know, sometimes when I wake up, I'm like, man, I don't even feel like driving my truck today. Like, sometimes I just want to drive a car.
Yeah, totally.
And
yeah.
So why not? You know, I would love for it to be a Lamborghini.
I'm with you, man.
Yeah.
All right. So real quick, I want to go back because I do have one other question about sitting on the porch. What like setup do you have on the porch? I mean, obviously you have like a chair, like, maybe what thought went into purchasing that chair, and do you like a table that you like set like a drink at, and just what's kind of like that experience like there?
Yeah, just something simple, man. I'm very simple. I'm not complicated. I would like to think I'm not a complicated individual. But you know, I just have chairs and a table, and you know that, you know, because Arizona's dry, and you know,
stuff,
if you're
gets ruined outside,
right, you know, sure. And if you're not drinking any, you know, liquid substance, then yeah, something must be wrong, because you definitely have to stay hydrated.
Uh-huh. No question there.
Yeah. So yeah, that's pretty much it, man. I'm not, you know, I would say this, I wouldn't invest in something that I'm renting, or fix up, you know, a balcony that I'm renting, you know.
Totally.
I would obviously, if I wanted to fix something up, it would be something that I own.
Yeah, no question. But I was just curious if you had like plants or lights or whatever. But that's really what I wanted. I just want to see what's kind of the setup like out there.
Yeah, no doubt, man.
So what's an experience in your home that causes you a great deal of annoyance or frustration that isn't a person or an animal?
That's a good question. Nothing really. You know, because I do. If I'm not out or in the gym, and if I'm not out, you know, networking, then I'm at home. And, you know, I kind of like fixed up the place along with my lady to our liking, so that it's comfortable. And yeah, so I don't think anything I can say negative about where I live or, you know, what needs to change.
I like it. So what are some of the things that you've added and put in to make your home feel more comfortable and create like a really cozy experience at home?
Well, I have reclining couches.
That's nice.
Yeah, man. I can't say enough about a reclining couch. And then also, you know, I have a 75-inch flat screen mounted to the wall.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I've always been the person to want to put on events at home. I really don't like going out.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, having a big TV like that, you know, just putting on fights or mm-hmm. you know, football games or sports, you know, like I feel like if you're going to watch sports, you know, like it needs to, you know, it just needs
the full experience.
Yeah, man.
Come on.
You need to be in it.
Yeah.
You know, surround sound, whole nine yards. And
I mean, sometimes I feel like watching at home is better than watching at the game, because like you get it, get up and pee when you want.
Yeah, man. I tell you what, it's safer.
No question there. No question there, especially right now.
Yeah.
Did you watch the Suns game yesterday?
I did not. just trying to figure out what my day is run together.
I feel you.
Yeah. Actually, I took some time to myself, you know. I think that's very important when it comes to being in a relationship, is taking time out to yourself.
Absolutely.
And that's what I did. And so I'm not even though I do like watching sports and I have this big TV, you know, as time has gone on, I'm not really I've become, you know, I try to disconnect from the TV because there's so much going on in this world. And, you know, I realize that the brain is so powerful. And sometimes when you watch something, you may not know that your brain is processing it.
Absolutely. That's why I stopped watching sports.
Yeah.
Because I was like, man, this is, I'm getting so worked up about what's going on in the sport.
Yeah.
Right? And I mean, and the news, to like really more of your point, like the news with just like putting fear and whatever in your brain.
Yeah.
But like with sports, I was just like, I noticed how much, like getting so involved with the Broncos and how they did for that week, like would change like my mood. If they were really good, then I was like all elated.
Mm-hmm.
But if they didn't do well, I like felt bad. And that can like, you know, peter out through the rest of the week. And then you're just kind of excited about the next game. I was like, I'm done with this emotional roller coaster stuff.
Yeah,
I got too much else going on. I'm not worried about it anymore. I'm not going to get involved.
Yeah.
I'm just going to be a big fair weather fan and like kind of tune in and watch when like the Suns are in the playoffs. And, you know,
yeah.
Even that, like I wouldn't have watched last night. I didn't because the internet was out at my client's house, so we couldn't watch it, and the cable.
Right.
But my client wanted to watch it, so I would watch it with him. But like if I was alone, I wouldn't have turned it on.
Yeah.
But I'll watch like the highlights and be like, okay, all right.
Right.
Let's go, Suns.
Yeah, no doubt.
I want some good parties here and when they win the championship. You know?
Yeah, man, I hope they do. And I don't know who they got next. But yeah, just to go back to, you know, what I said about the brain.
Yeah.
Sometimes you don't realize what your brain processes. And I'm very careful at what I look at nowadays, just because, you know, sometimes it'll affect you without you even knowing.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just tired of what's going on in the world, all the drama, you know, the whole nine yards. I'm trying to protect my peace. And that's why, you know, I sit outside a lot, because I just want to enjoy what the world has to offer, what God created, what my God created, should I say. And so sitting out there at night, I think is very peaceful and tranquil, and it brings me peace.
I like it. Well said, my friend. Very
Thank
well
you.
Said. It's like hard to follow that. I'm just going to ask another question.
Fire away, my friend.
I like it. Yeah. All right. What's an item under $100 that you bought for your home that brings you a tremendous amount of joy?
That is a good question. Man.
Take your time. There's no rush.
Okay. I have something. What brings me joy is that I'm from the state of Texas.
Okay.
I can't remember how much I paid for this board, but I think I got it off of Etsy. And I think it was like maybe $65 at most.
Mm-hmm.
And there's this board in the shape of the state of Texas. And it's a beautiful, it's like painted like a dark colored wood.
Mm-hmm.
And I've hung it up, you know, for people to see, because I want people to see that I am from a country called the state of Texas.
They're seceding.
Yes.
They're breaking off.
Yes.
I'm with you. I love Texas. I grew up going to Texas. I have a lot of family from there.
I love home.
Yeah.
And I appreciate the people. You know, I'm originally from Houston and mm-hmm. grew up, you know, born and raised, bred and fed, should I say. And, you know, I love going home just because of the love
mm-hmm.
that you feel from different races, different cultures. And everybody's nice in Texas until you piss them off.
Yeah, then they get angry.
Yeah, right? And then it's like, man, you done messed with the wrong person.
Right? But they're so friendly otherwise. They're like, come on, let's barbecue for everyone.
Right.
Come here, eat. Got plenty of food for you.
Which makes sense. Yeah. You know, like, can't be friendly all the time, but, no. You know, obviously being friendly is a choice. And I just think, you know, the choices that have been embedded into the culture of Texas, man, it's just bar none, man. I've been to a lot of states. I've been Midwest, East Coast, you know, here I am, Arizona. It's just different, man. And in Texas, people are willing to help you. Mm-hmm. And you don't even got to ask. You know, we just butt right in.
Oh, that's an interesting thing right there. Like, yeah let me help. Like, that's because I think people in Phoenix are really willing to help, but not just at a whim. You know, like, you got to be intentional and ask, and then people will help you. They're like, yeah, I know. Yeah, no problem.
Yeah.
But everyone gets going in their zone. But that's interesting that in Texas, the culture is just like, I'm helping you. Let's go.
Yeah, man. I'm helping you. I'm helping you regardless if you like it or not.
Yeah.
You know, that may sound abrasive to some, but to me, it's a blessing.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, getting help is definitely better. I mean, there are obviously forms of help that's like, you're helping is making this worse. I'm sorry, but
yeah, no doubt.
You just gotta be like, I appreciate it. Please step off for a minute. You're amazing. Not right now. But like, getting that help, just having that kind of, because everyone's helping each other. Like, we're doing good shit. You know, things are happening.
Yeah.
And we're all moving forward. Like, that's, you know, what I firmly believe. I was, you know, within my business and what I do too, I'm always trying to like provide more value than I receive and help people wherever I can. And, you know, I've big vision for what I'm trying to do with my company too, and a lot of it is like helping the less fortunate and building homes for the homeless at some point.
Yeah, man.
So
and you know, as I, you know, grow in in my business, you know, I definitely want to give back. I always tell people, you know, everybody has a day when they leave this world, whatever that day may be, and I want to be known for the guy that has helped so many people, because it brings joy to my heart, you know, to want to help people. You know, I don't pray every day. I try to pray every day, but you know, I ask my God to, you know, bless me so that I can bless others. And to me, that's what it's about. It's about, you know, whatever that blessing may be, whether it be money or talking to people or, you know, going out and I don't know, whatever that may be. As long as I can put a smile on somebody's face, you know, that's going to bring joy to my heart. And that's what it's about.
You're killing it, man.
Yeah.
You got some wisdom. I like it. Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Of course. Of course. All right. So next question. What area of your home is most disorganized, and what do you think kind of led to it being arriving at that state?
I got to get better at my closet, man.
The closet?
Yeah.
Do you have a lot of clothes?
I don't.
Yeah.
You know, I'm kind of like a gym rat, you know, so sure. I have a lot of gym clothes. So with that being said, you know, in my opinion, gym clothes shouldn't be hung up. But yeah, man, I would like to.
Wait, do you hang your gym clothes?
I don't.
Oh, so you fold them and put them in there, or do you just, what happens with the gym clothes?
Yeah, I just, so the closet is already small to begin with for two people.
That's what I was about to say. Do you share with your girlfriend?
Yeah, so I kind of give her majority of the space.
Does she have a lot of clothes?
She does.
Yeah.
And you know what? Mm-hmm. She can have a closet, you know?
Totally.
I just need a little space.
Yeah.
I feel like we as men are very simple.
Yeah. Yeah.
And yeah, just give me a little space so I can fold at least a couple shirts. Uh-huh. And you know, that's it. But the little space that I do have, I would like it to be a little bit more organized than what it is. But yeah.
Yeah, because I mean, when you only have a limited amount of space, you got to maximize it, right?
Right.
Got to make it work for you.
Yeah, no doubt.
Cool, man. All right, I like it. So what's an experience in your home that was once frustrating, infuriating, or annoying, but after having fixed it, now brings you like a sense of relief, whenever you experience it now?
I can't say. Well, I will say this. Mm-hmm. You know, we live in an apartment that has one bathroom. You know, mm-hmm. I can't fix it. But at the end of the day, I am blessed to say that I live. I can rest my head somewhere. So I am blessed in that aspect. Mm-hmm. But do I want to live in an apartment for the rest of my life that has one bathroom? No.
I don't think so.
So that's just motivation to work harder.
Yeah.
Because there have been, you know, some time where I have to use the bathroom, and you know, I know my lady, she likes to take her time in the bathroom.
You're like, hey.
Yeah, right. So I'm working on that, but at the end of the day, you know, I'm very simple. So if I can hold it, I'll hold it. If not, I'll go knocking on the door. But if I don't have to knock on the door.
Yeah. Do you know any of your neighbors, though? Go knock on a neighbor's door?
I'm one of those people. I try to stay to myself.
Oh, man, you got to go meet your neighbors.
Yeah, I'm just not.
Like two. Listen, I used to be just like you, where mm-hmm. I was like, I don't know if I'm going to get neighbors. I have to say hi when I walk by. But what I found is it's actually a great experience. And you feel more connected in your little community.
Yeah.
And then if you need something, like, there's so many times where I'm like, shit, like, I don't know. I need to, like, I'm on a trip and I need to stay an extra day. So I'm, like, worried about my cats. I can, mm-hmm. like, hit on my neighbor Emily next door. Super cool chick.
Yeah.
I'm like, hey, would you mind doing this? She's like, yeah, so happy to. Or, like, I'm out of a roll of toilet paper. I have a girl coming over. I don't have much time to go down in the store and get a roll of toilet paper. Hey, would you mind hooking me up?
Yeah.
Like, I got you. It's just like that neighborly connection, you know? Mm-hmm. That like helpfulness that you're talking about from Houston. Just getting to know one or two neighbors. They don't have to be on your floor. I just get to know someone in the complex.
Yeah.
And then be like, hey, my girl's using the restroom. I gotta go use the restroom. Can I borrow yours?
Nah, you know, I wish I can do that. I feel like my mind's been tainted a little bit. I was a cop. I don't want to say where, but, you know, I was a cop for 7 years.
Uh-huh.
I've been through a lot.
That's a long time. Yeah,
I've been through a lot.
That's brutal.
Through the job. And, you know, I've had some things transpire over the course of 7 years. And so I'm just guarded.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, just seeing a lot of the things that have gone on in the world.
Yeah,
hard to trust people. Not that I don't trust people, it just takes me a little bit longer to trust individuals, should I say.
Understandable.
So with that being said, I'm cool with waiting, you know. Uh-huh. And if it's in my power, I will set something up, because I do have animals. We'll set things up to where we don't have to worry.
Uh-huh.
And if we do need to stay an extra day, we'll be fine.
Yeah.
So.
Cool. Mm. Cool. All right, man. Right on. Was there anything else you'd like to add or share? Maybe about where you live or what? I mean, you can add. This is kind of the point where you can say whatever you want.
Yeah.
Maybe some more you want to say about where you live, or if you want to just like tell me, you know, say your business, website, or social media links, whatever. Kind of say whatever you want right now.
Yeah, no doubt. To the parents out there, I'm the founder of the Arizona Football Combine. You can check us out on Instagram at Arizona Combine or on our website at azcombine.com, Twitter as well too. Like I said, I do have an event coming up June 25th, 26th. It's a 2-day event. I do have guest speakers. There's going to be live broadcasting crew at the event.
Tight.
I will have a jumbo screen, LED.
Sick.
To display, you know, the broadcasters so the parents can see kind of like the news in a sense. And it'll definitely be fun. It's a fun atmosphere. It's day two is at night. And so, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, but this will be the first night high school combine in Arizona. And being a former athlete, I've always loved playing under the lights.
Oh, dude, that's the best feeling.
Yeah, man.
No question.
Yeah. And so being from Texas, you know, you play under the lights. You know, what a way to create that atmosphere in Arizona. And Arizona's up and coming, and I just want to be a part. And I hope that you parents would love for your athletes to be a part as well, too. So you have until the 21st to register at azcombine.com and get those measurables. If your athlete or your son has a desire to play at the next level, here's the platform to do it. And I will work with your athlete. And I have people in position to work with your athlete. So sign them up and enjoy this. Enjoy the experience, should I say.
You heard people get on it.
Yeah, no doubt, man.
Cool experience. It's going to be one of the biggest things you're going to be hearing about all over the United States here soon.
Yeah, man. And, you know, I'm working on it becoming the number one combine in the nation. I will break off from the Arizona combine. I will call it something different. My traveling combine. Mm-hmm. And yeah, man, I've got a lot of things in store. I don't want to share them right now.
Don't not publicly.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt, man.
But yeah, man, I hear anything you need. I'm always here.
Yeah, no doubt, man. I appreciate it.
Of course, bud. Well, thanks again.
Thank you, JP.